Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
What's up, people?
Hey, hey.
How y'all doing?
And welcome back to Shift Real Tizzle. Where we talk about love, life, and relationships.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, y'all. If this discussion today helps you in any way, or you just want to hear more, don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe, okay? And we also want you to get involved in the conversation. So put your comments in. Put your comments. Just do that. All right? Now, the last thing I want to say before we get started, please make sure that you understand this. We are on all major podcast platforms now. So you can listen to us while you're driving to work or while you're driving home from work or while you're just chilling on your lunch break. So don't forget, look up Shift Real Talk and go to YouTube where you can go to at Shift Real Talk TV.
That's
and
right.
Subscribe.
We are definitely, we got another dope show, man, today. As usual, the shows be off the chain, man. And we thank God for you guys who rock with us, man.
Right.
We are here in the studio, you know what I'm saying? First of all, wait a minute. I'm your boy, Pastor J.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm Zany Young.
With the high note.
Come on, with the high note.
Listen. Oh, okay, she did not do the brawn at the end.
Man,
she did that.
So listen, y'all, today's topic is, talk to me.
Intimacy? No, baby. Did I say that?
Yeah, you said intimacy.
I think I was trying to be proper.
Yeah, we want you to be proper.
Okay, so y'all, it's intimacy beyond the bedroom. We know how to get it cracking in the bedroom as married
intimacy
people.
Beyond the bedroom.
So what happens outside of the bedroom that we consider to be intimate? Intimacy with our married partners.
Well, first of all, I wanted to let's talk about how we are taught that intimacy is the bedroom.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, you know, as men, when we do things or how we do them,
right,
when it comes to relationship, there is an end goal. And the end goal is to wind up in the bedroom. I've seen a podcast where this young lady was talking about. She said, when you take sex out of the relationship, then you are single.
Oh, yeah. I saw that too.
So society today has made intimacy about what we do in the bedroom only.
Only. But we are here today to set the record straight.
Come on here.
Let it be said that here on Shift Real Talk, we are discussing real, raw, and relevant information about intimacy, baby, because it is a real thing.
So why do we believe that, though? Why do we believe that it is only a part of the bedroom? Why do we believe that?
I think that if I can speak on it, I would say that our first encounters, unfortunately, in the world that we live in today, our first encounters are outside of the marriage bed. So because of that, I think a lot of times we train ourselves, or we're taught, or we see it on TV, in songs. We see it with our eye gates, hear it with our ear gates, and we consume information that tells us everything about the bedroom, but not much about what has to happen in marriage that is a beautiful thing when it comes to intimacy. We just not taught.
I believe.
And I don't think we know what intimacy really is.
No, we don't.
If we want to be honest, I don't think we really understand, because we don't associate intimacy with other stuff outside of sex, out of physical activity.
That is so true.
Because we've made intimacy about how we need to feel.
Right.
Like how I need to be, how it, so it becomes a level of selfishness because I need to feel like you love me or I need to feel like, you know, I'm getting what I need.
Yeah.
So it becomes
a need seeker
mm-hmm. as opposed to really understanding what true intimacy is.
It becomes for making my flesh feel good.
Whoa.
That's what it is. My flesh is like craving to feel a certain way. And so for us, you know, and you know, our parents don't teach us intimacy. Yeah. Our parents don't really teach us sex, even in the two-parent homes a lot of times, and this is not for everybody, but we're not taught intimacy. We're not taught those vulnerable, intimate spaces that are supposed to be beautiful, right? We're taught by the world. We're taught by outside forces. We're taught by everything else. So basically what it is look, my flesh, mm-hmm. I need to feel good. Or even if I don't feel good, I need to make him feel good so Absolutely. That he won't go out and make somebody else feel good. And now we have a problem, which is really not that's false. That's false. That's way right. outside of the parameters of truth.
You believe so?
Oh, yeah.
It is way out of parameters of the truth.
Outside of it. Absolutely. It's not inside.
So
that shouldn't even be the metrics, right? That I have to please him so he won't go out. When self-control still comes into play, whether I please you or not, if you don't have self-control, you don't have self-control.
Right. And look, a lot of times people don't even understand, especially as women, if you just come and want to just jump on me every time, there's nothing before that, real intimacy, which is what we're going to discuss today, mm-hmm. then what happens is, am I really trying to, you know, be that chick for you? I'm your wife. And every time you turn around, the only time you want to be intimate is when you want to have intercourse with me. You don't want to talk to me. You don't want those moments where I'm giving you the inner me. You just want to get into me.
Come
on. Two. Not the inner, but the into.
Okay, the not the inner, but the into. Right. I'm not a piece of meat.
But you got it. But the thing is, when that's the end goal, then that's how you make the person who you're trying to get your needs met from. Then that's the perspective or the perception that you put out that they're this piece of property or this piece of meat that you really just want to be made. You want this property to make you feel the way you should already feel coming into the relationship.
How is that?
You should already feel completed. You should already feel like all your needs are met because you have to come into the relationship meeting needs. Mm-hmm. That is the way that you get your need met. Come in meeting needs.
Right. Gotcha.
You have to come in meeting needs. So we have to really, truly understand that it is so important to understand what intimacy is.
Right.
And I don't know if it's a level of maturity. I don't know, because I wouldn't say the generations think differently, but a lot of the generations think differently. Because I see, I deal with them at the barbershop every day, and these young boys coming out of high school, 18 to about 24, 25. Mm-hmm. I mean, their thing when they getting with a girl is like, you know, they want to get with the girl. And they don't really understand what relationship is. And it's like, I really feel sad for this generation that's coming up behind us because they don't have information about even dating. They don't know what dating is. Dating is possession, you know. Dating is I own you, or you're going to do what I say, or you can't even have friends. It's like it's a level of possession that these people take on when it comes to dating. And it's like that does not create a safe space for intimacy.
Right.
When you are being possessive over the relationship, that does not create a safe space for intimacy. When you are being controlling, when you are controlling the emotions or you controlling the feelings, that is not a safe place for intimacy.
Right.
And we have to create these safe spaces, y'all.
Right. And
so what is intimacy?
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No.
What is intimacy?
So we said what it shouldn't be, but what is it really?
It is.
For inquiring.
into me see.
Okay, talk about it.
I am willing to open up myself to give to you the safe spaces or the intimate, most intimate secrets of myself.
Yeah.
So intimacy should include a level of physical, emotional, and spiritual transparency. Ooh, it's a level of transparency.
Yeah.
It is a level of me opening up myself emotionally, being transparent of how I feel or who I, or what I've been through that made me even feel this way.
I like that, transparency.
So that, yeah, it's a level of transparency that I shut out. So when we don't deal with those things, man, that's why I said it becomes a level of selfishness because we close that transparency and we're not transparent at all.
And that transparency looks like conversation. It looks like a text message that say, hey, boo, I miss you today. I've been thinking about you all day. I can't absolutely. Wait to see you when you get home. Or it comes in the form of, like, I'm fixing your lunch for you, and I'm going to put a note in your lunch bag. So when you see it, you'll see me. You'll see a note from me, and you might have a little kiss on the paper. Or, like, when you come home from work, you give me that little moment. I know people, well, I'm just tired. I've been talking to people all day, and I've been doing this all day. And when I come home, I just need my little space. You know, intimacy in that moment for some people could just be like sacrifice. I know that you've been busy all day, but when you coming home, just, you know, hey, babe, I miss you today. Let me have a little moment, you know, kick my shoes off, and I'll be back to you. Intimacy.
And I was going to say, you know, Pastor Jay, you said the emotional, you said the spiritual, but, you know, you also got to include the intellectual, right? Because we have to be able to talk about the things that we think about.
Yeah.
And, you know, to bounce off of each other ideas that we have. Mm-hmm. Like, there should be, with this transparency, there should be a level of vulnerability, that should be a level of trust that we need to have with each other in every area,
right?
In that spiritual part, in that intellectual part, in that emotional part, we gotta have that. That's beyond the physical, you know, because honestly, if all you have is the physical and you're missing all these other parts, you really don't have intimacy. You just have sex.
You just have sex.
And sex you have Massey.
It's Massey.
Yeah.
Instead of intimacy, just have Massey.
You have Massey. And it becomes messy.
You're like, oh, you're so messy.
You got messy, Massey. Yeah. You got Massey.
And what people don't understand is those little moments, those conversations, that thing where I bring you, it's like I bring you into my personal space where I share my heart with you. It's a place that I don't really bring a lot of people into. That's intimacy. Mm-hmm. And when you're interested in my heart, and when you're interested in like the intimate inner parts of me, the conversations, what my thoughts are, you know, instead of always acting like, oh, she talked too much, man, I can't wait to go in my little man cave or whatever. I know I'm doing a lot of, but that's how it comes out. It's like when you have those little moments with your husband, as a wife, with your husband, where he shows interest in those intimate moments, that the little tidbit intimate moments you try to put out there. Mm-hmm. Then guess what? When you get in that bedroom, I'm already warmed up. You pat me on my little bottom when I'm in the kitchen cooking and stuff. And I'd be like, stop, what?
Yeah.
You know? And so what happens is at some point you worked me up. Like, he care about me. And I'm going to make sure he understand I care about him too.
Oh, that's how I see it. With me and cook with me.
Come on.
That's sexy too.
Chop some of them carrots. Yes.
Come on.
Really?
That's intimacy.
So go outside with me when I dump the garbage.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right.
How about this? Rake the yard together.
Well, we don't have but one rake, but I'll sit there with some lemonade and wait for you.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Intimacy is different for every person.
Right.
When a man know that his woman could get out there and hustle.
Come on.
Not that she has to.
Right.
But that she can.
That she can.
That makes him feel more secure that she, if I need her, she down.
She's that chick.
Of course, that's intimacy.
Right. That's it.
That
think
is.
Think about it. That, I just remember important conversations. If I tell you on Tuesday, on Friday, I'm going out with the fellas. It's all for men. Going out with the fellas. And then when Friday comes, you like, where you going? And he's like, I told you. They make you feel some kind of way. It make you feel unheard. Because something simple like that, I told you. You can't even remember going out with the fellas on Friday. Or vice versa with the female. I'm going out with the girls on Tuesday for brunch. Where you going? I told you I was going out with the ladies.
Well, I don't
know. That make you feel unheard.
Right. I don't know about anybody else. And it is, you're right, it's intimacy. But I don't know about anybody else. But the very first thought I had is the reason why when you finally say I'm going out with the fellas. And I'm like, what? Probably the reason why I forgot that is because you paid me no attention all week. And all of a sudden, you remember to go out with the fellas. Show me some intimacy, baby, throughout the week.
But even before then, because that's true. But even before then, why not establish a friendship in the relationship where you are? She now becomes the fellas, or he becomes the night out with the girls.
Right.
And when you establish that level of intimacy,
right?
When you're able for you, or when it's time for you to hang out with the fellas. You may even realize, like, you know what? I don't even need to be around the fellas because I've created a level of intimacy and a level of friendship with the one that I'm with that I don't even need that company. But if you still establish that, if you establish that, though, there would not be an issue of now when you're ready to do that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying because some men need that time.
Yes.
I don't need it. Some men do.
And some women need it.
Yeah, some women need that time. But again, if you established, I promise you, because I've been there. I was hanging out with the fellas. I hung out with my cousins who are fellas. And when we hung out, it was hanging out.
Right.
But again, it was like, dang, when I realized that a lot of things that I did with the fellas that I could do with my wife, like I watched football with her. You know what I'm saying? The things that fellas would do. And to be honest with you, I have more fun with that because now I'm in a point of not just being intimate with her, but now I'm being emotionally connected with her, intellectually connected with her, and socially connected. And it's like it just brings the intimacy so much to another level.
Right.
Which goes to what we're saying. Now should the intimacy evolve with the relationship?
I was about to bring your point around that little bush right there because I remember when we first got married, we were like that. Like, well, at first, it was like a sandwich. He was out and about friends,
because
that's what he was used to. And when we got married and our friendship became more of like, we had to realize, dog, I have fun with this dude. Like, and he was like, man, babe, I have fun with you. So I did become like the fellas. I'm not going to even lie. He took me to a bachelor party, y'all. I mean, yeah. I was like, I don't want to go. But I said that in my head. I didn't say it out loud. I was like, dang, I don't want to go. But he was like, babe, come on. And we had a whole lot of fun together. And then I think at one point we got kind of comfortable. We got comfortable in just that place. And our intimacy started to kind of like fall off, right? And I think that when we talk about should the intimacy evolve with the relationship, it should. It should evolve. It's like for some people, we have it backwards where after we together for so long, it's like, dang, I'm with the same person. Man, I'm tired of this. You know, I want to mix it up a little bit and all that stuff. But if you realize that every stage of your life, you're new. So I have to learn you over again. I have to learn your little habits. I have to learn that you're doing this now. And so the intimacy may not look like it did at first, but it looks different. So that gives me like another little like vantage point, like, and a little bit of excitement because this guy has grown. Like he said, one podcast, he said, I'm not even the same. I don't even know that dude no more. And he's right. A lot of the stuff that he was, he's not anymore. So I have to learn that person. And that gives me like a whole new like level of figuring out how to be intimate with this new guy. So, I mean, I believe it should evolve. It should grow. Definitely.
And talking about evolution of intimacy, like I'm going to use your example, Pastor Jay. In the beginning, you feel like, oh, I need a break. I need to go hang out with my girl. I need to go hang out with my fellas. But through the evolution of it, you want to, which is different because your want is not often, right? You want to go hang out with the ladies, and you realize when you're with the ladies, I miss my boo.
Wait, you said he want to go hang out with the ladies?
No. I'm talking about as a woman.
Oh, okay.
I go hang out with the ladies. While I'm with the ladies, I miss my boo.
Right.
And all of us are like talking about our man because we all miss them as the evolution. Just like me, Lady Free, and Ashley Barbie. That's what we
right.
It's funny. But that's what we do. We talk about our boo things. And then the intimacy for y'all, for our husbands, grow even more than when we get home. Boy, we can't wait. But like, all right, ladies, it's time to wrap this up.
Like, okay, girl, he here.
We enjoyed you.
See you later.
Next time. You know, right.
Yeah.
But that's the evolution of it. Because before, it's like, I need this break. But then as the intimacy between you and your spouse grows, it becomes, all right, this was a good little breather for not for him not to be away, but for me to develop as the person I am to feed off. And you do grow with your spouse. I'm not taking away that.
Yeah.
But it's just another element of it, like as a woman talking to a woman, that you grow from another woman.
Yeah,
where you only see one track if you stay in one space.
Right. So, and that's definitely,
it should evolve.
I love how you brought up me, you, and Ashley Barbie, because that is how we do. And the thing about that is when you have the right people in your community, in your village, that can bring that positivity to it and help you understand, even in the moments where things may not be as good in the relationship, and they can help you through it to the point where you can understand, hey, let me do this. Let me try this. Girl, you need to do this. Try this when he get home. Things like that, that helps it grow as well, because sometimes those good friends, those healthy friends, can be on the outside. They can see into a situation that you in, because you have an intimate relationship with them too, because they see the personal parts of you as homegirls, as chicks, you know?
And two, in the evolution, it's the revolution of the evolution, because we are in the ocean. But here's the thing. You grow, the more you grow in the relationship is the more you're able to open up. The more you learn how to communicate, the more you learn how to meet needs, the more you know how to get needs met, the more you know how to communicate what you need. You know what I'm saying? The more you know how to problem solve, the more everything. It's to remember, this type of relationship is the foundation of life. So when you are able to master the evolution of the intimacy, then what you're doing is you're learning how to deal with life.
Yeah.
You're learning how to deal with life problems. So what you learn in the relationship, now you can take that to give it to the community. Now you can take that to give it to people who are trying to get to the point of evolution. So you teach them, hey, this is what intimacy is. Hey, this is how you learn to converse with somebody. You know what I'm saying? So again, like I said, even though I believe your parents, and we know this is a proven fact, that the first relationship that you know how, that you learn from, is your parents.
Yeah.
But I believe the relationship where you evolve from is the relationship that you are in personally.
Right.
Because now you're on the job training. Now you are learning to get that.
That's exactly what it is.
And that's what you have to do, because now you've taken what you've learned and what you saw to now go into a relationship of your own to learn to evolve. So it's important to, it's not only a necessity, but it's important to evolve so that you can now teach that and be the model for the kids behind you. You know what I'm saying? So it's a trickle effect. You know what I'm saying? So,
and I think a lot of times where we go wrong is we try to keep that person where they were. We try to keep that person in the place, or
absolutely
not, or either we try to keep them in the place they were while they're growing. Like, I'm a caterpillar. I've been in the cocoon, and now I came out like a butterfly. You trying to keep me crawling on the ground. It's like I'm not there anymore, you know? So, or either that, or, excuse me, you have created a false imaginary expectation-filled person that you think they should be by now. And you push that onto them to try to make them that, instead of really taking the time to open your eyes to see who they are. You might see some goodie. You might just see some goodies.
To piggyback off of that, a lot of times our fears, our past experiences, and our habits can block all of that. It will block the evolution of the intimacy growing in our relationship. Mm-hmm. And we'll stay stagnant because of fear.
Yeah.
Because of either habits that we created that we don't want to change, because this is who I am.
That's it.
Okay?
Yeah.
Or even past experiences. I've been here before, and I already see it coming. Mm-hmm. And the person's intentions could be totally different, even if it looks similar.
Right.
Because a lot of times, we look at something that looks similar, and we already prejudge it because we've been through it.
Right.
So we have to be careful with that as well.
And I feel like another thing, too, with the evolution of intimacy is as we get older, our bodies change. The temperatures change. What do you call it?
Call what?
Those things.
Our what?
Chemical imbalances?
Chemicals, but how can I not?
Hormones?
Hormones. Thank you. Our hormones go into a whole nother space and everything. And so there's a lot that we deal with. Women are not the only ones that go through menopause. I think men go through womenopause.
They go through changes.
I think they go through their thing too, right?
Well, scientific studies show that your testosterone and your estrogen changes, and that, you know, with certain foods that we eat, certain sugars that we should not, you know, that's a whole nother podcast to kind of deal with. Yeah, but outside of the estrogen and the estrogen in the menopause and the womenopause, outside of that, we have to learn the fundamentals of what intimacy is and what it causes for a relationship. Because here's the thing: if you are intentional about fulfilling a need, then it doesn't. It could be just a touch that makes
baby.
It could be just a touch. Yeah, it could just be a touch that you do. Me. Yeah.
It could be just
a touch, and the touch with the intention of not getting anything after the touch. You know what I'm saying? It could be something as far as like a little conversation that can, you know, like, oh, wow, you really interested in how I feel, or you know what I'm saying? Just a love. And even this too, you know, we teach on this a lot. Being able to not hold on to issues, because those issues that we don't deal with, that we run away from, it causes, it diminishes intimacy. And these are the things that are thrown as monkey wrenches for us to not be intimate.
Stunt the growth of it.
So we're not careful. So this is why something as simple as forgiveness, you know what I'm saying? Quick forgiveness.
Right.
I call them QFs. Quickly forgiving.
Yes.
Quickly forgiving and solving these problems so that you can get back to intimacy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So that's important.
I remember, if we can be frank, if I can be transparent, I remember whenever I would have my monthly, I'm just being honest.
You said month with an F, monthly.
Monthly, yeah.
Monthly.
And I used to try to, like, you know, touch on my husband and you know, do little stuff. He'd be like, babe, stop. Don't get me riled up. And it was like, dude, just because this is the issue right now, don't mean it. I don't still want to feel close to you. So what? Now I can't be close to you because you can't get none? It's like, no, I need you to constantly, let's figure out ways so that there can still be a connection, because that's what intimacy does. It brings a level of connection. And if I can't touch you or be up under you or spoon you or scoop you or whatever while that time is on, then
listen,
I can't get.
Listen, y'all, this is marriage class two. I'm already working on it. But this is the level of problem solving as well. Problem solving too. It is going into a level of communicating your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, in the relationship, in the marriage, we have to meet the needs of our mates.
Right.
We have to meet the needs. But we also have to be intentional on communicating the needs
all year round.
All month long. I need to feel you, or I need to, right. You know, like not and feel. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Because I wanted to go back a little bit to when you said about forgiving quickly. Yeah. That was so good, because I wanted to add to that and say not only forgiving quickly, but don't even like count the offenses. Because a lot of times we hold on and we count.
Exactly.
I told you that last month and you still did it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I told you that three times already and you're still doing it again.
That's right.
I told you you're not listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you could totally miss what's happening.
Right.
Because it could be a simple misunderstanding.
Absolutely.
So you can tell me that sky.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra-lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
It's blue. I perceive that sky is light blue. Mm-hmm. Somebody else perceives this dark blue. That doesn't mean that neither one of us is listening. How we receive the information is how we perceive it.
Yes, right.
Right. We received it and then we perceived it. And so then we acted on what we received and perceived.
Yeah.
Right. And now you mad at me because I didn't get it the way that you wanted me to understand
right.
it.
Yep.
I got it based on my thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then now we count no offenses.
Yeah.
Because I didn't told you over and over.
And you still ain't getting
it. So we have to not hold. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to stop counting them and holding on to how many times. Because even in that, we think we forgave and I moved on. Now you didn't forgive because you're still holding on counting. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. And then
you got to truly let it go.
That's right.
And when you don't truly let it go, what happens at that point is you keep me hostage to the place, especially if you have God in your life, you're holding me hostage to a place God has already dealt with me in. So now I'm not that person anymore, and I may not be perfect in that area, but I'm working on it. And if you open your eyes good enough, get them shackles off your eyes and the blurred vision and all that.
Though, I can dance.
Yeah.
We got songs tonight.
Right. So when you finally can like through forgiveness, see,
right.
You'll see that I'm not even in that place anymore. And yes, I may have messed up again and it kind of looks like that. But this time, did you notice I caught it first? Or this time, did you know I had a little bit remorse when I did it? Or this time, did you notice, good. You know, so if you don't do, mm-hmm. if you don't live through those moments of not leaving me where you last had me and allow me to grow and evolve, then guess what's going to grow and evolve with me? My intimacy. Mm-hmm. Because now it's all about the fact that I realize and I notice that you saw the small victories and you're not
and
holding
me on.
Yes. Cheer me on.
Some small victories.
Yeah. And this how that looks.
Yeah.
Okay, boo, I see you. Okay, I see you, boo.
Okay,
that's how I do. I be like, I see you, boy.
So does it become dangerous when intimacy is reduced to the small mind frame? I'll say it's a small mind frame of just physicality.
Just a physical act.
Yep. Is that dangerous?
Very. Because, okay, dating... That should be the moment where you're learning intimacy, because that's the intimacy is those conversations, those late night phone calls that you're talking on the phone. And it's like, oh, my God, you hang up. No, you hang up. That's a form of intimacy. You're learning this person instead of making it a possession. Make it a moment where you're learning things about this person and you're hearing them and understanding where you at with it in the heart. As you evolve in the relationship, then all of a sudden, guess what you have? Now you have trained yourself to understand and become friends with this person, love this person, grow with this person, and that's the training post. Mm-hmm. When you get married, especially at a younger age, now you're putting all of those trainings to practice, right? Mm-hmm. So you're practicing all of these. That's wisdom. You're putting all that wisdom together and applying it. And as you continue to get older, then you'll realize, okay, when my stuff not working as good as it used to and your stuff not working as good as it used to, we still know how to connect and be together if we just make it a physical act only.
Well, here's the thing.
What?
And I get you. I hear you.
My period wasn't important today?
No, your period is very important, but I want to step back a little bit. Because what happens is that sex becomes the foundation, because this is what we built the relationship on. So when it comes to solving problems, this, you know, we go to sex, we go to physicality.
That's true.
When it comes to communicating, we go to physicality. When it comes to not communicating, it goes to physicality.
Makeup, so, yeah, sex. Makeup. After the argument, it ain't even makeup. Physicality. It's just,
okay, let's do this instead of making up, because we don't even do the work. We go straight to the act.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of problems come in, is if we take it to just the act.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this, because y'all are women, and y'all, because you guys receive the intimacy, how does it feel when that's how you, when the man makes you feel like, if I don't do this, then we won't be able to talk or solve this problem, or if something happens, you know, the first thing he, or if he don't get it, if I don't give it to him, he runs away with an attitude, because, you know what I'm saying, and we got issues right now, but he want to have sex, and I can't give myself, because, you know, when most, how does that make y'all feel? Because we never deal with that. Like, I want to know, how does that make y'all feel?
Like a piece of meat.
It made me feel cheap.
Yeah.
It made me feel cheap. Like you would do somebody on the street, you would pay them. At least they get paid, right?
Wow.
You would pay them for the moment.
Right, for that moment.
Well, for me, I lay down, you have your way, and I don't hear from you again until you're ready for some more. And then you come buttering up to me, like, I love you, girl. And all it really is about is for you to get fulfillment.
And buttering up is not intimacy, guys.
Yeah.
At all.
Buttering up is not intimacy. Yeah, it makes you feel cheap. It makes you feel like a piece of meat. And it was not meant for a woman, especially if you're a man that loves this woman. It was never meant for her to feel less than the piece of resistance. Because y'all got to understand, when God finished everything else and said it was good, he said it's not good for man to be alone. Then he took the brush of his stroke and said, oh, that last little piece right there, that's all I needed. And then she was born. She was created. That was a woman. So we should never be treated less than the piece of resistance on that fine work of art that God created when he created the woman.
So last week.
But then look at
okay.
The damage too.
The what?
Pastor Jay, the emotional damage it does. So a lot of women don't speak on it outside of them saying, oh, you making me feel cheap or like a thrill or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they don't speak at the hurt that starts happening. And now you start tearing down their self-confidence. They start questioning themselves.
It causes so much other stuff. Wow.
It does. It causes deeper issues. A lot of times for women who that's all they want, you're actually affirming their own beliefs of who they are. Because they already are torn down and already broken. You coming and doing that is acceptable because that's all I think that I deserve anyway.
Or
so
go ahead.
You just affirming what I'm saying. But this is what you are. Go ahead. I'm gonna let you go and I'm gonna finish my point.
I think it's a little delay. I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt. I want you to get to the period. Your period is important.
I was gonna say, in a relationship, even though it's built on the physical attraction or the physical touch. Here is the thing about that. If you're lacking the emotional, as you call it, transparency, it then leads to a lack of communication of my needs. So now I can't even trust you to tell you my heart's desire.
Wow.
Eventually, it's going to lead to a lack of physical attraction as well.
Yeah.
So you're building it on the physical touch, but in the end, you're not going to even have that. Because you're going to be desiring or getting it somewhere else, fulfillment. Yeah.
So what about those?
It's going to lead you away from your spouse.
Hold on one second. And the thing, another thing too is you start to accept the fact that this is what it is, and this is just how men are. This is just what men are like. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to accept the fact that men, this their nature. Mm-hmm. I've heard that it's just in a man's nature to you know, it's the animalistic nature in us and stuff. But the thing that people don't understand is before the fall, before sin into the world, there was no animalistic nature. There was no carnivores. Everybody was eating the herbs and stuff. When sin came, things shifted. Okay. So the nature, God says he gave us his nature. And I like that. I want his nature. Because at the end of the day, it's very, very dangerous to only think of intimacy in the form of a sexual act, because it causes all kind of insecurities. It causes your foundation to be shaken, because what if it's a night that you're really not feeling it? Will he understand the fact and be there with you and try to figure out, okay, what's wrong with you? What's going on with you? I'm here with you tonight. I'm here for you. If it's only a physical act, he's just, or she's just only going to want what they want. And that's just that.
What about those women? Because there are women out there who really have low self-esteem about themselves, where they feel that the only way that I can get his attention, or the only way that I can even get him to see me, is to give themselves. There are women out there that believe that. So because there are women out there that believe that, this has become the narrative to a lot of women. So when he runs into a woman that really has something about herself, and she'll do it for a certain extent, but really start feeling. But to be honest with you, I kind of feel, because as a woman, no matter what, even though you may still feel this way, like, you know, that you're not, some women feel like they're not worthy enough, but I just feel as a woman, somewhere down the line, you're going to feel, you know, that feeling is going to come where it's like, dang, that's all he think about me. But there are women out here that don't think that.
Poppy, okay. So, you know, I think in pictures, and you know, when you say stuff, my mind be on the trip with you. You just flip the script.
No, because I said, no, because I'm thinking that there are, because she's a woman,
right?
She has to feel like somewhere down the line that this is going to bother me, that he only looks at me in my low self-esteem. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I said, there are some women out there.
And she does.
Yeah. So somewhere down the line, like, she, after consistently doing it, it's like, hold on, wait a minute.
You think it starts there?
But not as a consistent.
No. Huh? Mm-mm.
It doesn't start
there. Waiting for you about to say it. It starts way before that. It stays, consistent.
Yeah, it starts way before that. It starts, explain. You know what? Yeah. It can very well easily be something as simple as your daddy's little girl, but then when you start becoming like a little teenager and get your little body parts shaping and stuff, and he don't know how to really deal with that, he'll no longer, it'll almost feel like you're getting pushed away because you're growing into your little teenage body. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where you would normally be able to sit on his lap and hug on him and play and all that stuff. Now, all of a sudden, he pushes you away, not trying to push you away out of get away from me, but just his own feeling of, oh, snap, I don't know really how to handle her at this stage. And she starts to feel a little neglected or something. And then her self-worth is like, it could be something as simple as that. It's chipped away at just a little bit. You know, it could be that. Or it could be she was taken advantage of by an uncle, or today an aunt, or a friends at school, or whatever the case. Mm-hmm. And that, so it starts way before the relationship you're currently in.
Way before. And I'll use myself as an example, because I told this testimony before. I was taken advantage of as a child by more than one cousin. And not only that, I had grown men saying, oh, I'm a child. I had grown men saying, you look like you'll be good in bed.
Yeah.
So as a child, you don't know how to resolve those emotions that you feel.
Right.
They just make you feel so nasty. And you question yourself, what about me? Because I promise you, I dress like a tomboy. But I question myself, what about me is making them feel that way about me? It was so, it put confusion in my mind, because I did not understand why they keep coming at me, right? So that actually turned me like away from that whole thing. Like, it just turned me off. Like, I felt like I gotta have control. right? That's where my sense of having to have control come from, because I feel like I had to have control. But when I meet other women that's going through what I've gone through, each one have a different story. You have some that's very promiscuous because of that very reason.
Yeah.
You don't know how to actually resolve the emotions that's going on inside you. So you look for a way to make sense out of it.
Right.
And it, sometimes it come out like that. I think the bigger question is not how the woman feels, it's how the man feels that he can take advantage of the vulnerability that he identified in this woman.
Wow. That's right? A good question.
What's going on in him that he would take advantage of the vulnerability that you can't tell me that he didn't see it.
Oh, they
he
see
saw
it.
The vulnerability. He took advantage of it.
Yeah.
So what does that say about him? Instead of building this woman up, he aided in the tearing down of her.
Yeah. And then you wonder why there is no connection after the physical intimacy.
Right.
Why the relationship breaks up. Because you didn't establish the foundation of what intimacy was really supposed to be.
Right.
And it was supposed to be the connection before the sex.
It was,
you know, I wonder, this is a true statement. I wonder how many relationships would last if there was no sex.
Wow. Put it in a chat. Would your relationship last if there was no sex?
I wonder how many relationships would last if there was no sex.
Right. Right. Let's say you married the man of your dreams.
Yeah.
And everything is looking good. And then all of a sudden, a year in, he gets into a car accident. Then all of a sudden, guess what? There is no more activity there. Will you stay with this man till death do you part? Knowing that that is not, it's no longer an option unless God say so. Would you stay or would you go? Those bars.
Yeah.
Bars.
If that was taken out of, I'm telling you, I hear it's trending on all social media platforms. If there is no sex, then there is no relationship.
That's ignorance. That's ignorance. We just got to call a spade a spade. That's ignorance.
If there is no sex, then there is no relationship. Because
relationship is relating on all levels. It's not just sexual relations.
Because here's the thing, too, and that's true. Because you can be in love with somebody who's really not that good in
that department.
In that department. But if you have a emotional, spiritual, intellectual connection to the highest level, he can go 2 minutes and you'll still be satisfied.
Well, no. We won't be satisfied.
No, but you'll be okay.
We'll deal with that. We'll stay.
No, okay, so let me ask this question. Would you stay?
He said we'll be okay. No. Correction, sir.
So, all right, so here's the question. Would you be more satisfied with somebody who gives an hour of pleasure, which you have, that's all you have, is a physical connection, as opposed to somebody who gives you everything else and only gives 2 to 5 minutes?
Pastor Jay, let me answer that.
Please, because
if I'm with somebody who gives me everything else, trust me, I have enough transparency that I can tell him I am not satisfied. And he can find ways, or we can find ways, to make that 2 minutes 30 minutes, even if he cannot last 2 minutes.
Because that's
the point of intimacy.
That's it.
We can talk about all things and not be offended.
Right.
Absolutely.
They have stuff called tantric stuff now with a touch right above the skin. You know, no actual, honey, let me stop. But listen. My answer to that question is it depends on the day. I'm joking. Oh, no. But I like what you said, though. I like what you said, though, because that we do that. Women, we were created to be like our father, creative. He's the creator, the ultimate. So we can create a good 30-minute session out of that little 2 to 3 minutes if I love you. Yeah, I got you, boo. This is what I need you to do. I'm not satisfied, but I love you.
But is that satisfaction?
Guaranteed. Yes, sir.
That satisfaction?
What do you mean?
I'm saying, the long 30, 40 minute fit, I mean, is that truly, truly satisfaction?
Yes, because
if that's all you have, is that true satisfaction?
What do you mean if that's all you have?
If you can't talk to it, like.
Oh, no, it's not. That's what she was saying. If you get that little 2 to 3 minutes and you have the other aspects of intimacy, then you can make that little 2 to 3 minutes into a good little 30, 31, 31 and a half.
Because here's the thing, like, let's be here. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
Society has made sex a creative way to now make people feel like you have to measure up to being this Mandingo or this
right.
Or this 13-inch power driver, or you know, and if you're this person, then if you're this person, then all of that other stuff you don't even, you know, that you ain't have to worry about all of that other stuff as long as you getting, you know,
let me talk.
This,
let me talk for the women who are actual real. Okay, I have heard so many women talk about that it wasn't, you know, and we still made it work. You know, it has happened like that. Society can say what they want to say. But if you did a real poll about with real women and they was willing to tell the truth, God did not create that many of those. He created some, but everybody not hanging out like that. Did I clean that up good?
Don't even like that. Every female don't even like that. Yeah. But on top of that, let me say this. We got to be real, right?
Be real.
In a relationship, if we want longevity in that relationship, then we also understand that our man gonna have a time in his life where he not gonna be able to get it up.
Right. That's true.
So if sex is all we have, when he go through his most, because let's be honest, that messes with a man pride.
That's that time so we be trying to get that red sports car.
When his pride is messed up, you telling me you gonna leave him like that after all y'all done been through? Because sexually he can't please you. Or better yet, some women do step out. And that's the sad part of it. Because all you had was the sex I can't even depend on you in my moment of weakness. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? They got medications that help that now.
Not if you have heart problems.
Again, that's true. But guess what? They got natural herbs. Also, they got natural food. They got food if you take care of your health. Like, there's ways to work around things. If you love a person, you'll do the research and you'll do the work. But the problem is, if you're focused on the physical, that's it.
If that's all you have, danger!
Let me say this, y'all, because you know I always gotta bring it on home. It's important that we realize how sex is a tool, not only today, but even back in the days of when they were judges. How even in the church of Corinth, how sex was used to worship. It was almost like it polluted the children of God. It polluted them. You know, it made them really influenced about even turning away from God to worship a whole nother God. So I believe just like that, it is the trick to make us to now start to go into a relationship fulfilling something that God didn't tell us to do when it came to sex, because he created it for a certain reason and a certain purpose for it. So I know last week I was talking about, I said, ain't nowhere in the Bible, but I quoted it wrong. That it is for our enjoyment.
What?
When we was talking about having sex for your enjoyment.
Right.
And I was like, there's nowhere in the Bible where it said that. I could be wrong. But what I was saying was, the enjoyment part was actually put in so that we can continuously, because he wanted us to fill the earth.
Yeah.
So it was so for you to keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know, you had to enjoy it, because what we do when we enjoy something, it becomes like a habit, because right. We have to get that fulfillment. So the thing is, you know, we have to be careful because...
Be fruitful and multiply. Be exactly.
So we have to be careful mm-hmm. how we allow it to be our driving force to how we leaving God out of the situation that even in relationships, he said, in all our ways acknowledge him and he will direct our path. So we have to be mm-hmm. very intentional on and of not being influenced by sex. Because even though it's something that God created for us to enjoy, but it's also the very thing that got the children of Israel off, got them off course. You know what I'm saying?
It's, yeah, because we were discussing this earlier. And when you said that, it's like one reason why they kept going in that cycle of
sin.
They cry out to God. God saved them. And then next thing you know, they doing good for a while because there's peace in the land. Then they fall back into sin. And then they do whatever they want to do, whatever seems right to man. And then they get into captivity or bondage or some kind of desolation. Then they cry out to God. And then God says, okay, you know, and it was a cycle over and over. And when you told me one of the reasons why they was having such a hard time staying focused and keeping their eyes on God is because sex was being used. There was a sex God that they used. That now yeah. here we are, purity. We know that this is what the Lord has said that we shouldn't do. But then you look over here and you see people worshiping a sex God and doing all kind of things that entices the flesh. And of course, it's going to be difficult for you if that's what you're around to constantly be right with God when this is what you see and you know.
Yeah, because it's like, so, what do you choose?
They lacked intimacy. They lacked intimacy with God, and they depended on the Come intimacy on, Moses had with
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So and, they looked outward instead of upward.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's the most important
exactly.
thing
exactly.
when it comes down to intimacy. Since we've talked about all the other aspects of intimacy, the very first thing that teaches us what real intimacy look like so you won't fall for the fool's goal is that intimate relationship you have with God. That is so important. Because so many people have made it taboo or made it, oh my God, you just too spiritual. Oh, she's a God freak and all that stuff. But no, I'm going with what works. I've tried everything else. Yeah. It did not give me fulfillment. It did not give me satisfaction. As a matter of fact, it made the hole in my soul seem even bigger. Why? Because when you're intimate with a man or woman, what happens is you create a soul tie. And that person takes a little piece of you every single time. So, yes, it's a hole in your soul that's getting bigger and bigger. And there is no one or nothing that can fill that hole but God. He says, I'm the only one. So that's the most important intimate relationship you should have. When you could just lay on your bed and just talk to him, just chop it up and not need something and want something and be crying out to him because you messed up something and you need him to fix it. Just that intimate space.
So will we say that sex is spiritual?
It is spiritual. That's why if you're having sex outside of marriage, it's a form of worship. Now, if you have sex outside of marriage, you're still having a form of worship, but who are you worshiping to?
It is spiritual. You got to be careful of who we connect with and why we connecting.
Yeah.
Because it all has to be right. It has to be right.
It has to be.
Because if not, we'll find ourselves worshiping this spiritual act mm-hmm. in a demonic way that will lead us not in the pathway of righteousness, but it'll lead us straight to the pits of the fiery furnace.
Right.
We're going to have to do a part two, y'all, on this, because that's good. That's a whole topic by itself.
Yeah.
Because we could talk about the blood covenant that you're making and why you acting crazy. You don't know why you acting crazy, but you don't realize you just connected to a person. That's
and right. you don't realize so, that you had sex with somebody and that person became your husband.
So
don't y'all start it.
That person became your husband. Simple and plain. Too. Yeah, we definitely will.
Yeah, we got to. But listen, y'all, man, listen. Y'all are the ball, man. These women here. Well, not just me too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you too, boo.
But I like how we take a topic, man, and just kind of delve into it and break it down. You know, I kind of like slow down because I normally get excited.
Yeah.
But I love it, man, because again, I've learned some stuff from y'all today too, man. Like, it's like, amen, to really understand how women feel,
yeah,
you know, when you guys are put in the position. Because one thing as men, that's one thing we don't do. We don't really see how it affects women. Because mm-hmm. at some point in some time, we're very selfish when it comes to, we don't think about how it affects mm-hmm. y'all or how it hurts y'all yeah. or what y'all feel, you know what I'm saying, when we bringing stuff to y'all. And so it's like, man, for y'all to tell me like, yo, it yeah. makes me feel less than this. Like, I feel like a piece of, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, just make sure the only thing we ask you to do is pay it forward.
Whoa.
And what we're asking you as those who are watching, pay it forward. Subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. If you want to hear more messages like this and even better messages, if you want certain things to be spoke about, real, raw conversation about love, life, and relationships, drop it in the comments. We want to know, what do you want to talk about? What do you want real talk to sit down and just really dissect and just do that thing and make it pop? You put it in the comments, because this is for you. Don't forget to share. Share this comment and make sure you like. Don't forget, because we need this to go all around the world and back. Okay?
It is. But listen, y'all. Man, that's our time. I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm Zany Yo.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.